Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom. This is a day that the Most High has made, and let's get ready to go before our Abba in prayer before we do anything else. Hallelujah. Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in Shemaim. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Thank you for rededication. Thank you for our Messiah, Yasha HaMashiach. Thank you for the victory that comes with serving you and keeping your holy statutes, laws, and commandments. We worship you in spirit and truth. Father, give your people throughout the four corners of the earth the strength to endure until the end. We pray that the remnant, that they will stand fast in the liberty wherewith we have been set free, and that we will keep our eyes on the prize. Instill faith in the hearts of your people on today. We'll give your name all the praise, the honor, and the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, welcome to another Shabbat lesson. I am V, the preacher, and we're going to break this up into two segments today. I am glad to be with you. I've been so inundated with the process of making a move that I didn't get an opportunity to continue this five-part series of the book of Zechariah, and I wanted to be consistent with that because it was something that the Most High gave me about a month ago. And the way I calculated doing three chapters every week, I knew I'd be able to finish up the book of Zechariah before the end of the Gregorian calendar year. And it looks like that's exactly how it's going to play out. I'm going to go ahead and do chapters 10 through 12 today. And I'll do 13 and 14, the Most High willing, next week, hopefully on Wednesday, Most High willing. the book of Zechariah. So what I'm going to do is also, after I'm done with this lesson, I'm going to go into another lesson that you can find on YouTube. I don't think it'll be live on YouTube. It will not be live. It'll be pre-recorded, and I will upload that onto YouTube. And there's a V the Preacher channel there as well, as I split my time. AI is messing with me on all the channels, but blessed be the Most High that he watches over his word to perform it and falls on the ears that it needs to fall on. We're not worried about your numbers, because there's amazing things that Yah can do, because he's greater than any shadow ban, artificial intelligence, algorithm, or anything. He's a miracle worker. And I truly believe in that. I'm only trying to save my voice a little bit today. So the book of Zechariah, found in the Tanakh, a prophet that was during the time of Darius. And the amazing thing about the book of Zechariah is that it has the ability to have fulfilled prophecy during that time, and spoken of prophecies that are to be fulfilled in our present time. It is a book for a remote generation. I've put that in the notes on the previous series, so if you've been following along, you understand how it goes. So I'm going to go ahead, do that reading, let that play out. We'll pause with some commentary here and there. All praises to the Most High.
Zechariah 10. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds, and give them showers of rain to every one grass in the field. But the idols have spoken vanity, and the diviners have seen a lie and have told false dreams. They comfort in vain. Therefore they went their way as a flock. They were troubled because there was no shepherd. Mine anger was kindled against the shepherds, and I punished the goats. For the Lord of hosts hath visited his flock, the house of Judah.
I'm stopping early. If you go back to verse 2, it says the idols have spoken vanity, the demons have seen a lie. We've seen a lot of this in the Christian church in this time and in this hour, but the key point is I want you to be very intentional about listening to certain scriptures. The end of that verse says they were troubled because there was no shepherds. Bible prophesied in the last days, many would be looking for a real word. You used to hear people say that I'm going to church because I need a word. Well, there's a lack of bread. lack of sustenance. People are not receiving a real word, and there are no true shepherds. And truly, there are very few real shepherds out here. They're not doing it for the likes, the numbers, the subscribers, the money, and the fame. Let's continue.
Hath made them as his goodly horse in the battle. Out of him came forth the corner, out of him the nail, out of him the battle bow, out of him every oppressor together. And they shall be as mighty men which tread down their enemies in the mire of the streets in the battle. And they shall fight because the Lord is with them. And the riders on horses shall be confounded. And I will strengthen the house of Judah. And I will save the house of Joseph. And I will bring them again to place them, for I have mercy upon them. And they shall be as though I had not cast them off. For I am the Lord their God, and will hear them.
And that's a definitely coming prophecy. And then combined with 2:6, you remember that prophecy. The house of Judah and the house of Ephraim, the house of Israel, and combining the 2:6 to do battle, we see that we will have a collective force to fight against those. So that this is where we see prophetically it's speaking of a time to come. Let's continue.
And they of Ephraim shall be like a mighty man, and their heart shall rejoice as through wine. Yea, their children shall see it and be glad. Their heart shall rejoice in the Lord. I will hiss for them and gather them, for I have redeemed them, and they shall increase as they have increased. And I will sow them among the people, and they shall remember me in far countries, and they shall live with their children and turn again. I will bring them again also out of the land of Egypt, and gather them out of Assyria, and I will bring them into the land of Gilead and Lebanon, and place shall not be found for them. And he shall pass through the sea with affliction, and shall smite the waves in the sea, and all the deeps of the river shall dry up, and the pride of Assyria shall be brought down, and the scepter of Egypt shall depart away. And I will strengthen them in the Lord, and they shall walk up and down in his name, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. That is the redemption and the gathering of his people. We look at verse 9. I will sow them among the people, and they shall remember me in far countries. That is referencing the awakening of all of us throughout the four corners of the earth, how this is miraculously happening in the midst of all this turmoil, wars, rumors of wars, famine, starvation, plagues. We are still waking up to the facts, and it happened right on time, on point, as they keep throwing in our face in movies 400 years after 1619, and you say there's no 400-year prophecy. As soon as 2019 hit, they had prepared for this with their so-called virus preparation stuff, which I won't go into today, and as soon as it hit 2020, all hell broke loose to distract you from the fact that the redemption is happening and the awakening started happening, a major awakening. Many of us woke up in the 2000s, in the 90s, in the 80s, KRS-One telling people they're the children of Israel in his song. Many of us knew, a lot of people mostly on the East Coast, but this mass awakening through their inventions of the internet began to happen all over the place. He said in many other countries, because that's where we've been scattered, but he's getting ready to prepare to bring us back. And you see the prophetic events happening right now. What these fake ones are doing over there, has not, this prophecy has nothing to do with them. It's not talking about them. Let's go ahead. I digress. Let's go into Zechariah, the 11th chapter.
Zechariah 11. Open thy doors, O Lebanon, that the fire may devour thy cedars. Howl, fir tree, for the cedar is fallen, because the mighty are spoiled. Howl, O ye oaks of Bashan, for the forest of the vintage is come down. There is a voice of the howling of the shepherds, for their glory is spoiled, a voice of the roaring of young lions. But the pride of Jordan is spoiled. Thus saith the Lord my God, feed the flock of the slaughter, whose possessors slay them, and hold themselves not guilty. And they that sell them say, Blessed be the Lord, for I am rich. And their own shepherds pity them not. For I will no more pity the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord, but lo, I will deliver the man every one into his neighbor's hand, and into the hand of his king, and they shall smite the land, and out of their hand I will not deliver them. And I will feed the flock of slaughter, even you, O poor of the flock. And I took unto me two staves, the one I called Beauty, and the other I called Bands, and I fed the flock. Three shepherds also I cut off in 1 month, and my soul loathed them, and their soul also abhorred me. Then said I will not feed you. That that dieth, let it die, and that that is to be cut off, let it be cut off. And let the rest eat every one the flesh of another. And I took my staff, even Beauty, and cut it asunder, that I might break my covenant which I had made with all the people. And it was broken in that day. And so the poor of the flock that waited upon me knew that it was the word of the Lord. And I said unto them, If ye think good, give me my price, and if not, forbear. So they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said unto me, Cast it unto the potter, a goodly price that I was prized at of them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver, and cast them to the potter in the house of the Lord. Then I cut asunder mine other staff, even Bands, that I might break the brotherhood between Judah and Israel. And the Lord said unto me, Take unto thee yet the instruments of a foolish shepherd, for lo, I will raise up a shepherd in the land, which shall not visit those that be cut off, neither shall seek the young one, nor heal that that is broken, nor feed that that standeth still. But he shall eat the flesh of the fat, and tear their claws in pieces. Woe to the idle shepherd that leaveth the flock! The sword shall be upon his arm, and upon his right eye. His arm shall be clean and dried up, and his right eye shall be utterly darkened.
I didn't want to interrupt, but that chapter was so many dualistic prophecies taking place. When you heard him talking about the 30 pieces of silver, you were seeing shadows and glimpses of Yeshua HaMashiach. You also saw the Most High's anger with his people and how he was saying, let them that, you know, die, deal with those that have died, you know, and he's going to cut these people off because of our hard-headedness. You get an opportunity to go back and read Zechariah, the 11th chapter, as slow as you possibly can, and let the Ruach give you the discernment on that. As we get into the latter part of this particular chapter, and he said that I will raise up a shepherd, the Most High creates the evil and the judgments that come as well. He said, I will raise up a shepherd in the land which will not visit those that are cut off. We see many now who call themselves elders and leaders that don't care about the ones that follow them. He said, neither will they seek the young, neither will they try to heal the broken, nor feed them that are hungry, and they'll eat the flesh of the fat. This is what you see all the pastors have done to the children of Israel for years, just using the people for monetary gain. Profiting off the people. There's no way in the world you should be selling and having people pay for classes to come and listen to you teach what's given freely. Freely you've received, so freely you should give. So this is what we see ourselves up under this duress as well, where people manipulate the tithing. When it was always food, they've turned it into money. So making gain out of the people. And this whole social media thing that people do for profit. That's why they want to get the numbers up, because these people, these places, these companies such as YouTube are cutting checks. And now that you have AI, using AI to create pictures, to create videos, and to create content so that they can keep it going. But I digress, sticking with the chapter. That chapter is one to be, I can't even take it all in, because it takes my mind to so many different places prophetically, because it was talking about our Messiah, it was talking about a time that has passed, and it's talking about a time to come. And only through the Ruach are you able to understand those things. Let's continue on to the last final chapter for this series, 10 through 12.
Zechariah 12. The burden of the word of the Lord for Israel, saith the Lord, which stretcheth forth the heavens, and layeth the foundation of the earth, and formeth the spirit of man within him. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about, when they shall be in the siege both against it.
Hold on before I get into that. Okay, because when we talk about making Jerusalem a cup of trembling, we're talking about how all eyes are fixated on Jerusalem today. Right now, it is still a cup of trembling. This whole uproar and bringing these, making these countries at unrest in order to get them to move into their new world order is centering around Jerusalem, which Donald Trump has made the capital of Israel once again. He did that. And there was some peace accords and treaties that were signed during that time that many people don't know about. A lot of people don't even know they rebuilt the temple underneath the Golden Dome underground while they've got you fixated on another temple being built. It's all deception. It's all smoke and mirrors. And so those people over there are the synagogue of Satan, and Israel's being trodden down by the Gentiles. But it is a cup of trembling because there's so much that can go down. There's stuff going down right now with Hamas. These words are escaping because my mind is moving fast as the Ruach is talking, but they conditioned everyone with this film on Netflix about an attack taking place and literature being dropped out of airplanes to tell everybody what's happening. Well, those you wish people actually did this in Hamas a few days ago, where they dropped pamphlets and literature telling them that they were going to flood them out. And they literally are flooding the caves where Hamas hides in Gaza. And so it's conditioning. They tell you what they're going to do before they do it. And they're numbing the people, desensitizing the people to the danger that's coming, just like the boat was coming upon shore and the people didn't move until it was too late. And there's so many other things. I'm not here to reference that movie today, but it is a cup of trembling. The first verse I want to stop because it says, it starts off with the burden of the word of Yah for Israel. And then when you skip down, it says, and this word stretches forth the heavens, lays the foundations of the earth. I've never seen a circular foundation. Foundations are flat with pillars. But this is the part, and formeth the spirit of man that's within him. It is the word of Yah that forms the spirit you have within you. That spirit that's in you that resonates to keep the holy days, to keep the Shabbat, which is a sign between us and him, is the word. And what is the word? Yesha said, I am the way. I am the word. In the beginning was the word. The word was Yah, and the word was with Yah. I am the way, the truth, and the light. So know that he is the living word. He's the Rhema. And that's what forms the spirit that's in you. I just want you to see that so that it will bear witness with you. Scripture says, he said in the word, the good work that I have began in you, I will perform it until the end of your life or until Christ returns. So if there's anything that you know that has been started within you with your works and doing the work and blessing the people, let good works continue inside of you. Let's continue this chapter.
And against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people.
Mm-hmm.
All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. In that day, saith the Lord, I will smite every horse with astonishment, and his rider with madness. And I will open mine eyes upon the house of Judah, and will smite every horse of the people with blindness. And the governors of Judah shall say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall be my strength in the Lord of hosts their God. In that day will I make the governors of Judah like an hearth of fire among the wood, and like a torch of fire in a sheath. And they shall devour all the people round about, on the right hand and on the left. And Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. In that day shall there be a great mourning in Jerusalem, as the mourning of Hadad-Rimmon in the valley of Megiddon. And the land shall mourn, every family apart, the family of the house of David apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Nathan apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Levi apart, and their wives apart, the family of Shimei apart, and their wives apart, all the families that remain, every family apart, and their wives apart.
All praise to the Most High for the reading, hearing, and doing of His Word, the book of Zechariah. That's going to do it for today. We're going to take a brief break. And as I mentioned, Most High willing, we'll get to chapters 13 and 14, the cleansing of the fountain and the city being saved, to close out this book of Zechariah. Let's take a brief break and come back. We'll get into the second part of the lesson. I want to talk about today transgenerational epigenetics, and that's a scientific way for talking about the curses, the generational curses, and the breaking of the curses. I want you to become like Noah, complete the assignment, the task, and the work, so that the Most High can close the door. We're going to cover all that when we come back from this brief break. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In your presence, fullness of joy. I need your word, see me through. Safely carry me into. In your presence, holy presence. In your presence, holy, holy, in your presence, I'm made whole. In your presence, wholeness of joy. Glory, honor, when I'm with you. Safety, salvation, next to you. In your presence, holy presence, holy, holy, holy presence. I wanna be lost in your presence. I wanna give you forever. Who you are, who you are, who you are. Who you are, you are my.
come down. Oh, Lord. Say, Lord, we're gonna tear your kingdom down. We're gonna tear your kingdom down. Oh, Lord. Say, Lord, we're gonna tear your kingdom down. Oh,
my statutes and showed them my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in their death. Moreover, also I gave them my statutes to be a sign between me and them, the great I am.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.